Dredd and Rogalski here. It's time for today's Mendocino Coast Health Report. As always, previous episodes are uploaded as podcasts on our website. There's a link right on our homepage at kozt.com. Since it's Thursday, we're focusing on Mendocino Coast Clinics. Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of the Clinics, is with us. Good morning, Lucretia.
I wanted to give a little bit of a report out on the surveillance testing that we've been doing here at Mendocino Coast Clinics. We started that on Friday the 15th. We've received results from the testing on the 15th, the 18th, and the 19th. All of those test results were negative. The event on the 19th was done in coordination with the city of Fort Bragg and businesses that are open during this time. So up until that time, everything has been negative. We received partial results on the 20th. Everything that we've received so far is negative. And we've received the results from the 21st, all of them that were done on the 21st, and they were all negative. The results from the 21st went to Quest Labs, and they were received a little bit faster turnaround time than those that go to UCSF. But we have limited capacity to send them to Quest. So the majority of the surveillance testing that we're doing are going to UCSF. We continue to do them, and we have testing from the 22nd and the 26th yesterday, and we will conduct it today and tomorrow. We do have a few hundred test kits from the county currently, so we will continue to do ongoing testing. We're planning on doing testing with the city of Fort Bragg again next Tuesday and Thursday. So businesses, we will be reaching out. We're trying to think of an easier way to do it than have hundreds of calls flooding the staff at the city. So we're thinking of maybe a survey or some electronic way that people can register for the test and then be emailed an appointment time. Once we have all of the demographic information in advance from those tests, it really does go very quickly. We've been able to test like five people in 5 minutes. So it's about a minute a person. Whoa. If we have all of your demographic data and can fill out those requisition forms and prepare for the testing session. When you're doing, 100 a day, you want to make it as smooth and slick as possible, especially for those people that are coming and driving through. That way they're not here and getting backed up. But our team's been doing pretty well with that, and we're just trying to make improvements every time. So far, those are the test results and the testing plans from Mendocino Coast Clinics. We're also working in collaboration with the hospital to make sure that we can continue to increase our testing volume. Inevitably, we'll see cases here on the coast. I know that there were reportedly more people in town for Memorial Day weekend, and we'll see with this opening up what we've seen in Sonoma County and other places around us is that there's waves of cases that come positive. So it's inevitable that we'll see positive cases here, but we want to make sure that we are testing as much as possible. People in the business community, if you're there working with the public, or those of us here working with the public in healthcare, it's good to retest because this is just a moment in time, right? Today I get tested, I know what my results are maybe in a week, but I know that as of today, that is my result. That doesn't mean I can't get exposed tomorrow, or get sick in the next few days. So we do want to make sure that we provide adequate enough testing so that people are feeling safe and can retest every 2 to 3 weeks. So we will continue those efforts as much as possible. And in light of things opening up, I also do want to announce that we are starting to look at how we open back up to more in-person care. We have started back with our chiropractic services, and Jim Young is back at the clinic at Sequoia Circle doing his work. We've modified the procedures. We have a lot more disinfecting going on. He's wearing gloves, both the patient and he will be masked. And the schedule has been slowed down a little bit, so we ensure that we have as few people in the building as possible, but we did want to bring that important service back. We are also starting back our acupuncture services in an effort to bring some of those modalities that we had suspended while we waited to see how we could prepare for having the safest environment possible. And again, there are some procedure changes and some scheduling changes and gloves being used and masks being used with acupuncture. Jason and Beth will be back in the wellness center to provide those services. And then we'll be expanding more of what we're doing at pediatrics and our OBGYN clinics. We're still really concentrating on how we can bring dental services back safely, looking for a lot of guidance from the California Dental Association, from OSHA, from the American Dental Association, and just our other colleagues with best practices on how to make sure staff and patients are safe.
Very detailed. I absolutely have no questions. I've been taking notes, but very much to the point. It seems that the surveillance COVID-19 testing continues at a good pace. And as you say, slowly reopening with chiropractor and acupuncture services, which is great news.
We're happy to be able to bring them back. And I feel confident that all of our procedures are making the environment very safe for both staff and patients.
Lucretia, thank you very much. Lucretia Renteria, the executive director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Rogalski here from the coast.